Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Cassandra by C.J. Cherry. The story first appeared in a magazine of fantasy and science fiction in October 1978. I listened to an audio version of this on the Starship Sofa podcast, episode number 307. And if you haven't listened to Starship Sofa yet, I would suggest you do because it's probably one of the best science fiction podcasts out there. It's certainly my favourite. Cassandra tells a story of a woman who lives in a strange world that seems to be burning around her. It's filled with ghosts. The walls are crumbling. As the story progresses, you find out that this woman is mad. She's been in and out of mental hospitals her entire life. And everywhere she looks, there's death, there's ghosts. Things change for the main character when she sees someone who is solid. And in a world where everyone is a ghost, everyone is transparent, this is quite overwhelming for her. She abandons a drink and chases the man down the street. And feeling sorry for the woman, the man takes her arm and leads her around the city. The man doesn't know the woman. He's new to the city. He's not aware of her reputation and thinks that her odd behaviour can be put down to an impending war, news of which is plastered all over the newspaper headlines. The couple find comfort in each other's company, and that night they go for a meal together. And this is when we realise that actually this woman has precognition, and that her visions of ghosts and destruction are not actually hallucinations. And so the war begins, the bombs are dropped, everything turns out the way the woman has seen. Those people she saw as ghosts are now dead, the buildings are crumbling, flames are burning, and they're left in the ruins of the city. Now the ending of this story is really good, I'm not going to spoil that. Go and check out the story, give it a listen, it's really atmospheric, really well written. Have you read this story? Let me know what you think. I'm on Twitter, it's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show at Short SF Review. I'm on Facebook and Goodreads. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. I'm also posting these episodes onto my website as well as some of my own short fiction at johncronshaw.com. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a review on iTunes. And if you've got any feedback or suggestions for future episodes, my email is johncronshawauthor@gmail.com. So until next time, cheerio.